We sit present. With your eyes open, take note, as we've done many times before. Take note of your room, take note of your body, take note of whatever you want for a few seconds, just kind of gaze around. We have in the past, as we've gazed, we've done a number of things with that. You know, we've looked at our choices of what we have and what to us is beauty, what to us is clutter, or not notice as clutter or beauty. We've noticed what's outside our windows. We've noticed a space in our room that is empty of everything that's in the room. Just be present. And at the same time, gaze around, look around. Don't really name or label. You see, in the past, we have named and labeled, and we've thought about, oh, why do I chose that color instead of another color, etc. But this time, just be. And be present with everything that is around you. Now, with your eyes open, smile and take a long, slow, deep breath and begin your meditation. And do so by feeling the contact of your butt, your fanny, on whatever it's sitting on. Fully present to the room, to everything, to yourself. Nothing fancy. Completely common. And present. and a little smile enhances it, enhances the presence. Notice that if you get distracted, even in a small way, you no longer feel your butt. But if you're present, you feel. You feel everything, and you feel your contact. But your eyes are still open, and we could even be looking out the window, turning our head, and be present, alert, completely here, non-distracted. And if you get too serious, you'll lose it. So smile again. Take a long, slow, deep breath, and we'll complete that exercise with one ohm. Now, the reason why I smile, a little smile, will often support awareness is because a smile reminds us about simple. And when we are not in that gentle ease with ourselves, that gentle smile with ourselves, it doesn't even have to be a physical smile, it can be in our mind, our emotions, and an ease. When we're not, then the whole thing's contrived. And that's the case off the cushion through our day too. We're contrived. We're trying to make something happen. We're efforting. It's supposed to be like this. It's supposed to look like that. I'm supposed to be like this. La, la, la. So it's a contrivance. There is the derails presence. That's one factor. And then if we really were to think about it, then When primary categories of emotion like doubt, worry, jealousy, anger, aggression, attachment, clinging, these really broad categories and all their variations on the theme, they happen because of this contrivance, which is being simple. I'm sorry. Because in presence, we all experience when we're present as a flow. We all experience that when we're in presence, there's an ease. We know what we need to know, and what we don't need to know is not important. That's everyone's experience, right? That's your experience, right? On and off the cushion. That's our inner wisdom. That's our inner awareness. That's our inner compassion. Inner means it's already there, right? It's already there, right? So you understand this thing about contrivance. Contrivance is saying to ourselves that something isn't already there, that actually already is there. So let's kind of take that in. And once again, sit. A little smile, a long, slow, deep breath. Feel your butt. Does it have to be your butt? No, but it seems to be pretty effective. And our eyes are open. And we see everything, but we're not really paying attention. Impartial, neutral, content. Present. And if we stop looking for something exotic or, oh, that was a good meditation, something like that, when we stop looking for that, then each moment is that little sparkle or that big sparkle, that big radiance. So right now, we have all experienced presence in a probably a closed eyes, more, I don't know. It might have felt more supported or more guided or something, but there's no reason why it can't, that same experience can't be this instant. Might you need to sit for a few minutes, kind of with your eyes open and get used to, oh, I guess presence could be right now too. There's no reason why I'm not present or can't be. So we might need to kind of say that to ourselves. But we smile. The games we play with ourselves are funny. So we smile. Yeah, present. I feel my butt. I feel myself in this room of many things, and none of them really matter in this moment. There's nothing negative in that. They're just things. And I'm present. Now, it's all right if eyes want to close and the kind of more meditative type, you know, that habit of presence, and let's call it what it is. That's a habit for that kind of presence, and that's all right. Completely all right. Neutral. So it's all right if your eyes want to close and you want to get deeper. And that eyes closed means or facilitates deeper, supports it. That's fine. And all the while, we are here. We know what we're sitting on. It doesn't matter what we're sitting on. But I want you to notice that if you get distracted, you won't feel your contact with what you're sitting on. And if you, as one, is present, even in a very refined state, you will still be present, embodied in your body. It won't be a focus, but you also won't lose it. You won't be distracted from it, from being embodied. So we can close our eyes if we want. Feel our breath coming and going, if that supports you. And we are present. And the presence that is present. We smile. Open your eyes again. It's a habit to focus on anything and put, kind of heavier emotion, your attraction, go toward it. And it doesn't have to be like that. How we are drawn outside from our center. And that's, then we get, we are no longer present. We might be attending something, and we might be concentrated on something and accomplishing something. And can we do that and be present? And the answer is yes. And the answer is that everybody does that sometimes through the day. And I think it's pretty straightforward that the more present we are, therefore the more presence in that moment that we are bringing forward and radiating and living from, that benefits everybody, including ourselves, greatly so. So as your eyes are open, and before we om, call to mind this idea of contrivance. When we have a contrived idea about something, it should be, I should be, he should be, she should be, all of that kind of thing. The weather should be. That's when things get dicey. And uncontrived. When they are contrived, then all kinds of emotions cloud our mind, overtake our mind. And they're usually troublesome emotions, almost always. So we want to just observe that through the day. Observe what's underneath that emotion. Get at the contrivance. Get at the contrivance that's there. Just to become aware of it. We don't have to try to fix it or something like that. That would be another contrivance. But just in the awareness, quite often that's all that's needed to come back to present. Love you all. Create the day.